This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers were continuing their search Monday for 192 people missing in the Indian Himalayas, including some trapped in a tunnel after part of a glacier broke away, sending a torrent of water, rock, and dust down a mountain valley, according to local officials. Sunday's violent surge below the Nandi Devi, India's second highest peak, swept away a small hydroelectric and damaged a bigger one further downstream that the river being built by a state firm. The bodies of at least 12 people have been recovered thus far. Police fired water cannon at protesters in Myanmar's capital Monday as tens of thousands of people across the country joined the third day of demonstrations against the military government. According to eyewitnesses, some protesters were injured by the water cannon, which was used only in brief burst. Demonstrations continued even after the water cannon was deployed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has now pleaded not guilty as his trial on corruption charges resumes in a Jerusalem courtroom. Monday's hearing comes just weeks before national elections, in which he hopes to extend his 12-year rule. He was indicted last year for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three separate cases. In recent months, Israelis have held weekly protests calling on him to resign over charges and criticizing his government's response to the coronavirus crisis. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing. He says that he is a victim of a witch hunt by hostile law enforcement as well as the media. Again, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pleading not guilty as his trial on corruption charges resumes in a Jerusalem courtroom. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is set to announce this week that it will reengage with the much maligned UN Human Rights Council that former President Donald Trump withdrew from almost 3 years ago. That decision to join the Geneva-based UNHRC as an observer with an eye towards seeking elections as a full member reverses another Trump-era move away from multilateral organizations and agreements. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a senior diplomat, U.S. diplomat in Geneva will make that announcement in a step likely to draw criticism from conservative lawmakers and the pro-Israel community. Donald Trump's defenders in the U.S. Senate are rallying around the former president before his impeachment trial, dismissing it as a waste of time and arguing the former president's fiery speech before the Capitol insurrection does not make him responsible for the violence of January 6th. Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi Sunday made clear that Mr. Trump should and will be acquitted and says if holding Trump accountable means that the Senate must convict him, then no, Trump won't be held accountable. Asked if Congress could still consider other punishments such as censure, Wicker said it was time to move on and that ship had sailed. South Africa suspended its vaccination campaign against COVID-19 Sunday after a new study revealed that the AstraZeneca vaccine is less effective against a variant of the virus that has been found in South Africa. The study, which has not yet been peer-reviewed, concluded that the British vaccine offered only limited protection against moderate forms of the disease caused by the South African variant. The news was a blow to South Africa, which has seen more than 46,000 people die from the virus and had planned to begin inoculating its population with 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the coming days. But the study found that the vaccine was only 22% effective in moderate cases of the South African variant. The study did not explore the vaccine's effect against severe cases. The variant has been found in at least 32 other countries, including the United States. The European Union's top diplomat on Sunday said Russia is rejecting constructive dialogue with the EU and that Europe must draw the consequences, including the possibility of new sanctions. In a blog post, Josep Borrell said that the shock expulsion of three EU diplomats during his two-day visit to Moscow showed that Russia did not want to seize this opportunity to have a more constructive dialogue with the EU. France and Germany want dialogue with the Kremlin, while other countries want the EU to take a harder line. Russia recently jailed Kremlin critic of Alexei Navalny and instituted a crackdown on people who protested the move. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.